Hey, Max, you should do it one more time. This might be the last chance we get of the season.
Yeah, you might be right. All right, it's cold front day.
Yeah, it is. Howdy, friends, and a very good Wednesday to you. Happy cold front day. Thanks for stopping by for this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. It is Wednesday, February 28th, the second to last day of the month and the day before leap day. I am Shel Winkley. We've got Max Crawford hopping through time as we speak. We've got some things to talk about in terms of wind, in terms of cold, but also a big impact to the state of Texas.
We've been talking fire danger over the past several days, and that has unfortunately come to fruition for friends in the Panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek fire, as of early this morning, is at 300,000 acres estimated burned, and also, very unfortunately, 0% contained. One of the bigger challenges here is not only the dry weather and the wind, but also the wind direction that was at the south earlier this week. It was west after that, and now they have a north wind on hand. So a 90-degree turn in the winds does change where that fire is rapidly growing, and of course that is another hazard for firefighters to consider. Firefighters continue structure protection in and around Canadian as well as in Miami City up in the Panhandle. The good news is as winds are expected to calm over the course of the day today, they should be able to make some headway on containment of this fire and as we finish up the week. But more wind is expected by the end of this weekend and into early next week. Unfortunately, I think this is a fire that we're going to be talking about for at least the next several days. A few other fires across the Panhandle that are much smaller, but most of them are still very low in containment.
So a few of us might have smelled at least a tinge of smoke in the air. A little bit of that smoke got lofted along the front as it came southbound through the state of Texas. But primarily that smoke and the plume and the visibility issues and the air quality issues are all moving through West Texas down towards the Big Bend region. We don't anticipate a big influence from the wildfire smoke that is on hand. Temperature wise, though, we take the hit because we've got those big old winds blowing. We're talking wind gusts as high as 35, 40 miles per hour this morning, and then quote unquote settling down to between 25, 30 through the afternoon. Remember, these are gusts. These aren't constant winds. That's about 15 to 20. So this is the peak of the wind. Now, what does it do? Temperatures after yesterday and the day before topping off in the 80s were 20 degrees or more colder today. That's the thermometer. Upper 50s, maybe 60 degrees. What it feels like, though, well, that is the 40s that we're dressing for this morning. And at best this afternoon, the upper 40s to low 50s. Big time chill. Big difference out there.
Thursday is looking chilly too, not quite as breezy, but just as cloudy. We talked about two low pressure systems affecting us this week. Well, that Pacific one rolls through over the course of the day on Thursday and into Thursday evening. Latest high-res data for Thursday is not bone dry, but I feel pretty good just leaving it at a 30% shot. Maybe a few light showers to some moderate rain possible for a lucky few of us. A trace to a quarter inch at the absolute most is a possibility. We'll clear things out, though, just in time for your Friday. And speaking of, things are setting up pretty nicely for the weekend ahead. It's going to be similar but warmer than what we saw last weekend, but we should still find a lot of sunshine, particularly Friday afternoon and Saturday. Clouds increase on Sunday, so does the humidity, and we'll see a little bit more of a healthy breeze on Sunday afternoon as we await the next system rolling through early next week.
Alrighty, friends, that'll do it here on this Wednesday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Bundle up, hold on tight, and if you have anything you like that's lightweight, well, good luck holding on today. For Max Crawford, I'm Shel Winkley. We'll catch you back here on the next edition of the Pinpoint Podcast.